Good day, good people. I'm Brother Robert Farrell, and welcome to Contemplative Inner Being's Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is recorded live on Crowdcast, and we invite all of our podcast and YouTube listeners to join us live each Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on Crowdcast so that you can join in into the dialogue that happens here in Crowdcast during and after our reflections. And whether you are here for the live session or you are enjoying the recording, thank you for being part of Contemplative Inner Being's offerings. Well, Wisdom Wednesday, what is wisdom? Well, wisdom is not knowing more, but it is knowing with more of you. It's knowing deeper. And Wisdom Wednesday is an invitation to open to the depths of yourself, your intellect, your will, your emotions, all your senses. Yes, open to the ground of wisdom, which is the transformation of human consciousness and the heart. Today, we're going to encounter three brief wisdom musings. Each one will be followed by a period of silence where you're invited to the spiritual practice of resonate, reflect, respond, and rest. Resonate. Does something connect with you? It might be symbolized by a word or a phrase that you hear. Reflect. An opportunity to meditate with images and thoughts. To respond. You can respond by journaling, by prayer, or by body movement. Or rest, simply be silent and open to the presence and action of divine love in your life. After those three musings, we will have a share with a spiritual practice for the week and then enter into a group dialogue. And today's theme is the sign of Jonah. So with an open heart, calm, centered presence, and a gentle breath, let us begin. An evil and adulterous generation ask for a sign. No sign will be given except the sign of Jonah. Well, this is indeed unsatisfying, for it is not a sign at all, but more an anti-sign. It demands that we release ourselves into the belly of darkness before we can know what is essential. So the spiritual journey is more like giving up control than taking control. This is what Rowan was describing in our opening video. And faith, as he spoke about, is the leap into the water. Now, with the lived experience that there is one who can and will catch us and lead us where we need to go. You know, life must be lived forward, but it can only be understood backward. And Jonah is indeed a symbol of transformation. He endured the journey, the darkness, the spitting up on the right shore, all in spite of his best efforts. And Jesus found the Jonah story inspiring because it described almost perfectly what was happening to him. Trust your time in the belly of the whale. Stay there without needing to fix, to control, or even to fully understand it. And to wait until God spits you up on a new shore. All in-depth transformation takes place inside of this liminal space. The belly of the whale is the great teaching space. And thus it is no surprise that Jesus said this was the only sign he was going to give. Jonah thinks he is right. He chose to disobey God's will for his life. He had national pride. He wanted to see Assyrians destroyed. He flees because he knows God is merciful. And there is no worse situation than a merciful God when you want to see your enemies get what's coming to them. Jonah wants to do things his way and ends up in the belly of a sea monster. Do you have a Jonah story? Through dreams and waking visions and moments of surprising attunement with the divine, God calls us. We go on with life. We get married, have children, sometimes we get divorced. And after a decade, we hear the call again even more strongly. Be encouraged to remain open and faithful to God's invitation to serve. Sometimes we hear a voice say, "This isn't it." So listen to the whispering, continue your practices, and allow life to lead you to the precipice of the newness that was already seated in your life. Trust God, trust Holy Spirit to lead you into all truth. Make your intention clear that, yes, you will follow as called without exception. Just make your intention known to God and wait for the Holy Spirit to lead you into the fulfillment of your vocation. And let that be led into the belly of darkness that we practice with in silence, where we have an opportunity to resonate, reflect, respond, and rest. Running from God in spite of yourself, being thrown in the belly of the beast, and discovering God. It's all of us. It's every person. And here again is the theme of coming to God by doing it right, wrong, not by doing it right. Jonah is sitting, waiting for God to rain fire from heaven, and God doesn't do it. A bush comes up and grows over Jonah to shelter him from the sun. And God says, "Don't you know me, Jonah, that I am mercy within mercy within mercy? God, the all-merciful." Our own minds and hearts are more like Jonah's than we care to admit. That is why, like Jonah, we need to be shocked and shaken out of certain fixed ways of thinking and feeling. And we need to begin to recognize God in places where we would never suspect God's presence before. In the many seemingly banal and bizarre circumstances of our lives. And to really learn this lesson, we need to undergo the grace and mystery of bewilderment. We need many other graces as well. The grace to sit still, the grace to meditate, and the grace and the energy to work for peace and to fight for justice. Sometimes it is only in the heart of a storm of circumstances in which we can't control that we come finally to realize something of the wonderful mystery of God. And our only truly essential human task here, Jesus teaches, is to grow beyond survival instincts into the kenotic joy and generosity of full human personhood. And his mission was to show us how to do this. The Passion is really the mystery at the heart of the Christian faith experience. And that word passion here means suffering. Those events which end Jesus' earthly life, his betrayal, his trial, execution on a cross, and death. Jesus is brought to the lowest place, that place where the all-loving God seems infinitely distant. Why, oh why, God, have you forsaken me? And Jesus enters a universe of utter solitude, meaningless, and fragmentation. And like the prophet Jonah, Jesus is overwhelmed by chaos. You cast me into the deep, into the heart of the sea, and the flood surrounded me. All your billows and waves have submerged me. The waters closed over me. The deep engulfed me. Yet, this does not mean that hope has been extinguished once and for all. Read Jesus' life as a sacrament, a sacred mystery whose real purpose is not to arouse empathy, but to create empowerment and lead you into unitive life. The path that he walked is the one that would most fully unleash the transformative power of his teaching. It both modeled and consecrated the belly of the whale that each one of us must personally pass through in order to accomplish the one thing necessary, according to his teaching, to die to self. Not literal crucifixion, but the literal laying down of our life, at least as we usually recognize it. So, let us take a moment here to see if we can receive the grace to resonate, the grace to reflect, the grace to respond, and the grace of rest. The sign of Jonah is the pattern of death and resurrection that each of us must walk. And Jesus says the sign of Jonah is the only sign that he will give. So for you seekers of miracles, seekers of apparitions, and seekers of healings, take note. It is an evil generation that wants a sign. And the sign of Jonah is the pattern of new life only through death in the belly of the whale. We die to an old way of living and rise into a new way of being. It is the necessary pattern that is redemptive for all of us. And the sign of Jonah is written in our being. There is something in the very nature of humans that expects a redeemer and resurrection from the dead. All creation is a vestige of the Creator, but also contains written everywhere in symbols the economy of our redemption. It was when Jonah was traveling that he was thrown overboard and swallowed by a sea monster who took him where God wanted him to go. Even our mistakes are eloquent more than we know. A sense of sacred irony, of eloquent mistakes, has for centuries enabled Christians to call the Friday of Jesus' torturous execution good. And this is not a matter of putting a happy spin on a grisly, unjust tragedy. Good Friday, like all Christian life, is about embracing paradox. And Jesus' teachings and his death reveal sacred contradictions. The truth that you and I may try to avoid, the pain we are loath to face, point the way toward our freedom from captivating lies that perpetrate our suffering. And when you and I remember Jesus' essential paradox, that to lose is to gain and to die is to live, we come to God, who gathers up the broken pieces of the world and makes them more complete and beautiful than they were before they broke. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain, but if it dies, it bears much fruit. So friends, pay attention to that pivotal word, unless, and understand, without the fatal fall, no glorious resurrected life can be lived. There can be no compassion without passion, no responsive loving kindness unless there first comes suffering. Facing the hard facts of life and death leads people deep into reality, the only place where God eternal can be found, into the darkness of silence, where we can resonate, reflect, respond, and rest. friends, thank you for receiving that message. And may whatever time and experience you have in the belly of the whale, may you find God there. Our spiritual practice this week comes from Pastor Ashley Island. And although it's not directly connected to our message this evening, it is timely. Pastor Island wrote a lament for Ralph. And this is in reference to Ralph Jarl, the 16-year-old boy that mistakenly went to the wrong door, knocked, and ended up getting shot. He was trying to pick up his siblings. So you're invited to just listen to this lament and see where you might resonate and connect here. These are the words from Pastor Ashley Island. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Not a neighbor you don't know or didn't expect. It does no wrong to a neighbor who looks like you're lost, a neighbor who stumbled up the porch to the wrong door, who didn't consider the cost of one ring. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Not a neighbor blessed with melanin and black skin who's humming the clarinet line on his lips as he's hoping to collect his kin. It does no wrong to a neighbor. Unless you love something else more than love of neighbor, then love is not the fulfilling of the law. Feeding your fear like a tiger you've tried to tame like a house cat, holding your handgun like it's put the armor of God to shame, growing your disgust of other like it's a new breed of air plant that can thrive really anywhere. These are the things that kick love out of her chair, crippling her at the knees, tying her hands behind her back so she can't move. Not even you. You don't know your name, but we pray that your soul is spared. We pray that light finds you and snatches you from our desires for merciless, loveless justice. We pray you meet the mercy that we just sang about on Sunday, that it's better than what we want for you in this very hour as we cry and call and write. We pray for the two siblings Ralph was trying to find, that they'd be found in the loving arms of safe, good, healing neighbors, not just this, but every time. And we pray for his mama, we pray for his mama, we pray for his and this black mama and mamas of black boys who hold black joy loosely, like change in their pocket as they stand on someone's doorstep, trying not to look like a threat. And we call, we write, we do justice, love mercy, walk humbly to our own front doors. And if love really could do no wrong to a neighbor, may we be the neighbors that he should have met. Well, friends, we're going to enter into dialogue now. So this is our time that we say goodnight to our podcast and YouTube listeners. And we like to share with everyone this reminder that love is the way and that you are love. So stay awesome and be love. And we hope to see you again soon. Thank you for being here.